Thanks for listening to Hanging With
the Sardellas Podcast with Mama and Dada. It's so bad.
Gracias, Ariela. Familia, this is definitely a different episode because we're going to be talking about exotic dancers. That just sounded funny, me saying it.
On that note, before we continue, we'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to hang out with you again and talk about exotic dancers. My name is Edgar, a.k.a. Shaboy Sotelo. This is my beautiful wife, Janet.
Hola, hola.
So interesting way that we're doing this episode.
Yep.
We're going to be doing it in two parts, but it's all going to be in the same episode.
Como telenovela.
Dun, dun, dun. So I am literally going to catch a flight in 2 hours.
Yeah, you got
to
go.
To Las Vegas to one of my best friend's bachelor parties. His name is Ryan. He's getting married in 2 weeks. He invited me out to his bachelor party. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have a great time. So we are going to record right now, obviously, half of the event. Mm-hmm. And then the second half of this episode is going to be actually once I come back from the bachelor party.
Stay tuned.
And we're going to give you an update on what happened. But you're going to be able to capture it all on one episode.
Woo! Okay.
Okay. So with that being said, obviously, you know, we've shared with you guys that one of the keys to a great relationship is open communication. Don't assume anything in life. Always over communicate with your partner. Set expectations. Be clear about those expectations.
Correct.
So I obviously asked Janet, you know, I'm going to this bachelor party. The plan for tonight is 8:30 p.m. dinner. Right after that, we're going to the club to check out Steve Aoki perform live.
Oh my God.
Al 100.
I'm jealous about that.
Then after that, Ryan and I believe his best man, Dave, they got like a suite at the Caesars. And there may be an after party if I'm awake by then, to be honest with you. The struggle's real. And so I asked Janet, hey, babe, I'm not planning this. Nobody's really planning this. But what if one of the guys, I mean, it is Vegas, ends up inviting some exotic dancers, some strippers to the hotel room? What's protocol? You know, what do you want me to do? And Janet, what did you say?
I said, oh, no problem, babe. Just sneak away y te vas al baño. Go to the bathroom and wait till they're gone.
Lock myself in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay. But you never said I couldn't take a girl in there with me, right?
Excuse me?
I'm just kidding. Just
I kidding. Even made you a little sign that says property of Janet Sotelo. You're going to put that on your trajecito que te vas a poner.
Ahí voy a estar en el baño looking through the peephole. Or like those little kids. Could I stay in the room? And like when we were little watching La Hora Pico, which is this crazy show that we should have never watched as a kid on Spanish television on Univision.
These girls were wearing like thongs and like two-piece bathing.
And it was on like at 7 p.m. like on a Saturday, like family night, right before Sábado Gigante.
Why is that funny to me? It's not even like,
because it's crazy. It should have never been on regular TV. Anyways, it's called Hora Pico. Maybe I'll just stay in the room, and if the strippers come,
you're covering your eyes.
I'll cover my eyes with my hands and just gotta peek through.
Look, I have no problem with you going out there and having fun with your boys.
Right.
That's like, I'm all for it. Like, have fun, babe. Que te vaya super bien. Pero ¿cuál es la necesidad? De que veas viejas encueradas. There's no need for you to see naked girls.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I've only been to a strip club once in my life.
Oh.
And it was by accident.
How's that?
I was making a delivery. No, just kidding. No, I'll tell you the story real quick. I had just graduated college. And part of my gift from my family was to go to Mexico con mis primos a Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico. And I went down there with...
No digas nombres.
I went down there with my cousins. I'll leave it at that. And so I land there like in the afternoon in Guadalajara. And they're like, dude, we got this epic night plan. We're going to go to the club. I'm like, dope. So we go to the club in Guadalajara. I estoy con mis dos primos, chilling, having a good time. And then cierran el antro, like 2 a.m., I believe. And then they're like, yo, we're going to go to an after party. So they're driving me. We go to another spot. I think it's like an after hours club or something like that.
Oh, it was another club. It wasn't like a suite at a hotel.
No. Era un antro. Era otro, okay. otro club. So we walk in or whatever. And then I hear the music and I'm like, what is going on? It's a strip club.
Te traumaste.
And they were my ride. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't even like that, babe. It was weird because one of my cousins was actually in love with one of the exotic dancers.
Oh.
And so they had his table ready and he was just hanging out. And
ya llegó el regular. Pásenle, yeah. Pásenle.
And he would just pay to have her sit down next to him and like have a conversation and like eat wings or whatever, cacahuates, and just chill. By the way, he didn't end up with the exotic dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We were able to like have an intervention with him and tell him like, yo, she's just taking your money, bro. He's like, nah, but she flirts with me every time.
Oh.
Yeah, that's their job. He's good. He's happily married now. It's all good. He's got an amazing partner now. So anyways, moving right along. Thank you for telling me not to mention names.
Yep.
So my point for bringing that up is I've never gone to a strip club. I never hired strippers. My intention is not to go to this bachelor party and see strippers. I just wanted to be clear with you. If they pop up, like, what do you expect me to do?
Yeah.
Like, okay, lock myself in the bathroom. Wait. Is that a little extra? Is that a little much? You know what I'm saying? Like, plus it's going to look weird. I think I'm like, yo, this guy sees strippers and then goes and locks himself in the bathroom. That's kind of sus. You know
Why?
What I'm saying?
No. Just leave.
So I brought this up on the show, on our radio show that I have. It's called the Shaboy Show. You can check it out. Download our app, Shoboy Show. And I want you to hear a couple of the comments that our listeners had to say, babe.
Oh,
let me know
gosh.
What you think, okay?
Shaboy, you better get the hell out of that building when the strippers arrive.
Yes.
Because you don't want to risk that. Your wife, she's been there with you through thick and thin.
Mostly through thick because Shaboy está bien gordo.
She is your other half and it is not worth it over some strippers.
All right, babe, what are your thoughts on what she had to say?
I agree.
Guys, I'm not dumb enough to risk my relationship with my awesome wife. And we've never had issues of jealousy, gracias a Dios. We've never had issues of temptation. I'll be completely honest with you. I don't even watch adult film.
Why, like, do you look scared? You're looking at me like you're scared.
I'm just trying to make it clear, like, these are not my intentions. And babe, you and I don't even watch adult films together. Some couples do. They'll watch porn together.
Well, act it.
I'd rather act it out and practice with you. No, the real reason behind why I don't watch porn with you is because I don't want you to see on what you're missing out on.
No, babe, pero, listen, I am...
Like, chingue, güey, me está yendo mal a mí.
Like, ¿cómo?
It's so dumb. We're like 12 years old right now. What were you going to say?
No, like, I am a very confident woman, and I think it's okay for you to go out there. It's just like, you never know if situations can change, and like, alguien te pone un cuatro, no en cuatro.
Okay, claro, no.
It just like, you know, sets you up for like being at the wrong place at the wrong time, doing the wrong things. Like, yeah. You never know. That's why I'm like, just go have fun, but be careful. And it's like, you know.
No, of course. But that's why it's important to talk it out for those of you listening, right? Like, obviously, this is a very unique situation, but we're talking about any situation. I think expectations are very important to be made clear. And I would never want to disrespect you, babe. And I honestly don't even know if I'm going to be awake past midnight.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Honestly, our girls have been sick all week.
Oh,
coughing up a storm.
You can hear me a little bit.
Yeah. And so, like, we haven't even slept very well. So it's going to be interesting. I'm going to do my best, though. Like, trust me, I'm going to go have fun with my guy friends, you know, boys night out. A lot of them I went to high school and college with. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be fun. And I appreciate you. Obviously, you trust me, or else you'd be like, no, vayas, quédate aquí.
Exacto.
A la fregada.
No, you know? But you know what I thought was cute this morning?
Huh.
It's like Saturday morning. It's super rainy today in California. I'm making breakfast. And then it was super cute that you, Edgar, were like, oh, como que ya me está dando flojera. It's kind of like lazy. I kind of just rather chill with you guys and not go.
What do you want me to say?
And I'm over here like, yeah, whatever. Like, you totally want to peace out and have a fun time. But I appreciate that you're trying to make me feel a little bit better. Like, oh, I see, que rico. Like, just chill.
I would just rather cuddle with you guys, right? But I am kind of excited to go.
I get it.
By the way, we're going to Vegas for your birthday.
I know. That's why I'm okay with you going this time.
It's like a work / birthday trip for
it's
you.
It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, we have a concert, Calibash Las Vegas. And taking Janet with me, and we're gonna have fun. Ooh. So I am gonna go catch this flight.
I'm gonna need you to document everything you do as soon as you step out of this house. Everything. Record yourself doing everything.
I got
quiero pruebas.
I got Janet's body cams ready to go. They're gonna be on me 24/7, FaceTiming from every location.
Yep.
No, pero and then when I fly back tomorrow, we'll give you an update. For Ooh. You, it's literally, you'll just have to hear some quick commercials right now or a quick little break, and then you'll get the update right away.
Dun, dun, dun.
Babe, do you really think I'm going to stay awake past midnight tonight?
I think you will, and I think there will be a surprise stripper at that suite. So this is a good test. A ver qué haces.
Love you guys. All right. Ya me voy. Stay tuned.
Bye.
When you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member, life's an adventure with your long-distance amorcito. Because who doesn't love walking around the Big Apple con tu media naranja? Or finding the most romantic sunset overlooking the Pacific Ocean? And sneaking in besitos inolvidables in Venice? The Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/you know.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like
good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
All right.
Welcome back.
I'm back. So it was a quick 24-hour trip to Vegas.
We missed you like crazy. The girls were like, da, 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 da. Yo, vamos a hacer esto, vamos a hacer lo otro. Let's do this, let's do that. I was so exhausted. We even made you a cake. Welcome home, Chuku.
I noticed you guys missed me because you had the girls blowing up my phone every 30 minutes, wait, Janet.
No, I didn't. They're at an age where they can dial your number.
How do they know your passcode, Janet, from
they
your
know
phone?
It. They know it. Arielaven.
How convenient. They've never called me so much, ever. Ever. On business trips. I've been gone for 2 days.
They miss you.
All right, so I'm back.
Thank God you are back, and because it was the craziest like storm and like
weather, yeah.
Your flight got delayed 3 times, and I was like a little bit worried that you weren't gonna make it, and I was like low key, si no le hace ni modo, pero
honestly, it was an amazing blessing. I never thought I would go away for a bachelor party in Vegas and come back, and my wife and my daughters received me open arms, with the cake. This is welcome home. Thank you, babe.
We love you.
I love that. So on that note, let's get right to it.
Okay.
2 questions that we asked.
Please tell us.
Would I stay up past midnight? And the question is, were there strippers involved at this bachelor party? The answer is yes.
Dang.
But thankfully.
What?
Not last night, Saturday night when I was there.
Oh.
It all happened Friday night.
Oh, thank God. Okay, good. Good, good, good. You did not need to see viejas encueradas.
Eso es todo. So there's a big group of them that actually landed Friday night.
Uh-huh.
They went out and partied. They went to a strip joint. I didn't get there till yesterday, Saturday afternoon. Almost didn't even get there because my flight was delayed three times.
Yeah.
But definitely showed up. So we just did dinner, Hakkasan Club. Steve Aoki performed live. It was epic.
I was low-key a little bit jealous about that. Steve Aoki, what?
Yeah, it was amazing. The energy was insane. You and I both love EDM music, babe. Yeah. It was so much fun. I'll get into the night some more in a little bit, but I do want to share this though. A hilarious story that happened Friday night when some of them went to a strip club, right? My friends. And it happened to one of my friends who started getting gray hair when he was like 10. You know, like super young age.
So he looks like really old now.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
But, you know, he's got gray hair, gray beard. And
that looks kind of sexy. I mean, you have some salt and pepper. So.
Yeah, yeah, it's coming in. You know what I'm saying? And he is 40 years old or 41, something like that. I'm 40. So we're all like between 39, 40, and 41. But apparently, he says that they showed up to the strip club on Friday night. And this one girl came straight for him. There was like 8 dudes there, part of the group. And this one girl apparently came straight to him, spotted him out, and just like a target. And apparently this girl tried to talk nice to him and be all sexy and whatnot.
Okay.
And it really just insulted him. And I interviewed him, and he explained what exactly she said to him.
A ver.
Chécalata.
What did she say to you when she came up to you, bro?
Oh, she walked right up to me, and she said, oh, I love older men. And I'm sitting here, you know, with all my friends, like, why'd you pick me out? Call me the older man. I'm 40 years old. She came up to me, and she's like, my ex-husband was 52. I was like, what the? I'm not that old. I dyed my goatee for this. You know what I mean? No tip for you.
No pun intended.
Imagínate eso.
Oh, my gosh.
She's like, I love old men. And he's like, what the heck?
Dang, babe.
It was hilarious, man. We were all cracking up when they were telling me that
story. I love that he said that he dyed his goatee for that event.
Yeah. How much is that? Like, you spent, what, a good 20, 40 bucks on that?
I mean, I guess. Or maybe he bought the box from the store, convenience store.
Yeah. Like, okay. Saturday, when I got there, we had an amazing time. You know what's so cool, babe? It's like, some of these guys, we haven't hung out, like, all of us together in, like, an experience like this to go eat dinner and have fun and celebrate our boy Ryan, who's finally getting married, right, at the age of 41.
Yeah.
And we're so happy for him because he's been such an amazing friend and his family is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Mom, dad, brother. They've just been so kind. Like, his mom was like the team mom in soccer in high school. So we haven't hung out probably for like 15, 20 years.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So it's really cool to hang out. Everybody has their amazing story and we're just kind of sitting there, you know, these kids that were like 18 at one point and hanging out now, celebrating life. Some of us with kids, wives, others still single, etc. But we're all together on this bond of like us growing up together, you know?
That's what I was excited for you to experience because you've never done this. Like, you're not the type of guy to be like, I'm going to go out with my boys and have fun and blah, blah, blah. You like to stay at home and hang out with your family. And I appreciate that. But I was like, oh, what? Bachelor party? Go have fun. Like, you deserve this, babe. You worked so hard. And I felt like this was your moment to have fun.
Thank you, babe. And I appreciate you being cool with that. I appreciate your trust. I trust you blindly as well. And I think we over communicate and we share a lot. And like, even when we're on the way to a restaurant, I had promised the girls, our daughters, that I would FaceTime them before going to sleep.
Right.
And the signal was terrible in the hotel room. So once we got to the limo, I finally got signal again. And finally my call came through for FaceTime. And next thing you know, like, we're in the limo and I'm like the only guy calling his daughters. You know what I'm saying? And like FaceTiming, music's bumping. You're like, turn down for what? But you know what I'm saying? And everybody was saying hi to the girls. Hey,
hi, Lonnie.
And
hola,
it's all like a big deal. Hola, tío Ryan. It's like we've never really given each other reasons to not trust each other. And I appreciate that so much. And I know that it's not like that for many relationships or couples.
Somebody needs to hear this and like be encouraged because we don't have secrets. And when you hide things from each other, there can be issues there.
You know, we were done with the club at 3 a.m., even if we would have gone over to Ryan's hotel room and suite area, we were all done, dude. We're like in our 40s, babe. Like, it was one night in Vegas, and it's going to take me a month to recover.
Did you say you were up till 3?
3 in the morning.
That is crazy. That's like the time you wake up every day.
I went to sleep at 3 in the morning this morning, caught the flight at 11 a.m., and now I got to wake up at 3 a.m. tomorrow to go to work.
That is so crazy.
But what was I saying? Sorry, guys. I'm a little sleepy and my thoughts are everywhere. We didn't, like, nobody wanted to party or hang out afterwards. We're done at 3 a.m., you know?
Did anything funny happen?
At that time, it's survival mode. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of funny things happened. You know, like, at that time, we were all talking outside of the club, waiting to round up everybody. Everybody's taking a leak. We had to pee a lot because, you know, now we're 40, so we're peeing all the time. And then one of our boys, he was like super lit. There's always one that gets like out of control lit.
He knows, you know, who he is.
Super pedo el vato. Uh-huh. To the point where like we had to have somebody like be next to him at all times or else he would tip over.
Oh, wow.
And that's what happened. Like somebody was attending to him. He walked away to go get a pizza, a slice of pizza. And then our boy just tipped over and he's laying down in the middle of the casino floor, passed out. So we had to go pick him up and like. Crucificado style. That's take him back. Our boy Boo, who's awesome, he like tucked everybody in their hotel room. He's like, "Oh, I got this. Go to the room. You got to wake up early, blah, blah, blah."
Boo's always there for everyone.
Yeah, I love him.
The wedding's going to be amazing. I could just tell.
Yeah.
From everything you told me, the experience, everything, like even the bachelor, you know, he was so happy.
He was.
And so
Ryan, the whole night, he was like, "Dude, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful." Awesome. He said, "I'm grateful that I have you guys as my friends. I'm grateful that I found the love of my life, you know, in Rachel, his future wife."
She's amazing.
And in two weeks, I'm going to have the blessing of officiating their wedding.
Ah, qué emoción. You know, that's a whole nother episode. This is your first wedding that you're, like, officiating.
So I'm glad I didn't see what happened at the strip club. No, just kidding. But it's going to be an absolute honor. It's going to be amazing. And really, babe, like, as people try to make bachelor parties look super crazy on television or movies or whatever it is.
Right.
Like, it's really just a bunch of kids coming together and doing things that we were too broke to do when we were younger.
It makes total sense.
You know, like, experience a cool hotel room in Vegas instead of like a motel room, or sleep in our van that we drove up in. Like, Ryan and I, the first time we went to Vegas together, The Bachelor, right? We ended up going and we went for one night and we spent the night in his mom's minivan.
Oh my gosh. How many years ago?
We were 18.
Wow.
And we had no idea that you needed to be 21 to get into most of the clubs in Vegas. So we visited a bunch of clubs, didn't get in. Obviously, they're like, "Dude, you guys are dumb. Like, you got to be 21. You're not even going to use a fake ID to try to get in." We're like, "What? We're using our real ID. You know, we thought 18, you can go clubbing." We're like,
That's so cool. And like, fast forward time, now you guys are like experiencing Las Vegas, how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like
having a great time, right?
Yeah.
Hotel, awesome steak dinner.
We had a limo.
Yeah. And then we did Steve Aoki performing live. The vibe was amazing. We just danced the whole time, man. Like, honestly, it was super dope.
Well, I'm glad you had a fun time, and I'm glad you got home safe, because honestly, this weather, the storm was crazy. Yeah. And I can't wait to see you marry them. That's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be an honor and a blessing and an amazing fun time.
Oh, I can't wait.
Like, everybody there is going to be so much fun, babe. I can't wait for you to meet like a lot of my high school friends as well.
I'm so excited.
And their partners. And this wedding is going to be epic. I was talking to Ryan already. He's like, 250 people are going to be there.
Are you nervous? Because you're going to be marrying them.
I am. No. I don't get nervous. I get anxious.
Okay.
You know, plus I'm not completely done with the message. But we'll do a whole nother episode on their wedding.
That's going to be awesome.
But nonetheless, good times. I love you, Chuku. Thank you for trusting me. And without trust, no hay nada. And I think the most important thing and the message out of this is that because God and our faith is our foundation.
Amen.
And because he's number one, we love and respect him. And therefore, we love and respect each other. And we wouldn't do anything on purpose to hurt each other.
That was so beautiful.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much. Remember to love and serve and celebrate each other. Se les quiere mucho. If you want to connect with us via social media, look us up with the hashtag
Losotelos or losotelos.com.
Los queremos. Bendiciones. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Hanging With
Los Sotelos Podcast.
It's a fast day over. 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 It's a fast day over.
I love it. Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.